Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
It is Women's Small Business Month, and our coverage this month sponsored by Republic Bank of Chicago, the bank for big business, small business, and your business. Going to chat with another woman who runs a small business, and we welcome to the program Katrina Bravo of Esme. Katrina, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You guys are in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, an incredible place to visit. Tell us a little bit about Esme.
You know, we're a tasting menu. The business is owned by myself and my husband, Chef Jenner Tomaska. We rotate our menus, I would say quarterly at this point, featuring different artists, and food is corresponds usually with the art that's on the walls. Everything is for sale. We find that our biggest passion is really supporting the arts and supporting others within the community. So you'll never have the same experience twice if you're eating multiple times a year with us.
I'm so naive. What does it mean to be like a tasting menu place? Is it so it's different than a normal restaurant you walk into?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's predetermined. Basically, the food you're seated. The food comes out. It's already pre-done. There's usually continuity to it. A story that's being woven in. The experiences. It's really basically the guest doesn't make any decisions for the evening. They get the night off and are well taken care of. And you know they get to enjoy in a little bit of luxury.
How often does the tasting menu change?
For us, it's going to be around, I would say, every 3 to 4 months at this point.
Interesting. So, I mean, that gives people, well, first of all, if they love the tasting menu, they can come back, taste it again. But
yes.
I guess that gives people an immediate reason to kind of make a schedule about it.
Yes, absolutely. So it allows people to come back multiple times, experience something different with the at the same level, you know, and with the familiarity of our team. But it definitely drives that repeat customer base, and which we love in terms of building our own little community within the restaurant. It's something we've come to really enjoy.
So the presentation is like art, or did you say that there's like art on the wall that's connected to what's happening?
Yeah.
Walk us through it.
It's all of the above. So, you know, the food itself is quite beautiful to look at. We usually drive inspiration. Chef Jenner will drive inspiration from, you know, the art itself or the artist or the story behind the art that's being showcased for the iterations or for the menus. And there will be some sort of connection between the two. So whether it's, you know, color, whether it's the process that the artist took, or whether it's just, you know, maybe the way what the art represented to Chef when he was coming up with the course, there's little connections made throughout the entire experience.
What prompted you to start this thing?
Well, that would be my husband. So he was formerly of Next. He is a chef. He's been doing it for quite some time. And, you know, he wanted to branch out on his own. And I was his willing or unwilling counterpart in it. So I come from a marketing and background, And, you know, have always kind of been passionate about branding and experience building, and also spent some time in the hospitality industry. So I jumped on board with him.
And, you know, what challenges have you guys faced? I mean, obviously, COVID has been there and many other things.
Yeah.
Actually, how long have you guys been open, I should ask first?
2 years this last August. So we just hit 2 years.
So
yeah.
Coming so out of COVID, you decided to do this.
Oh, well, we were in the middle of our raise when the country shut down. So we were actually raising funds and about to secure our location. We were actually had just been presented our lease to we had negotiated. We were ready to go, and you know we're like, wait, there's this thing going on another in Asia. Like we need to wait a second. So we kind of, you know, we were very fortunate that we hadn't already opened.
You are a taste menu place you go to in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. There's art on your plate. There's art on the walls. The menu changes every couple of months. And what can you give us an example like what the menu is right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently we are partnered, you know, with an artist, a local Chicago artist, pretty well known. Her name is Emmy Star Brown. I mean, you'll see her work on, you know, residential buildings and in Lululemon. She's been on the walls of Soho House. She's made quite a name for herself over the last 14 years, and she's currently showing in our space. The food and the art definitely are combined here. It's quite lovely, and if you drive by the restaurant, it's eye-catching. She is known for these really beautiful, bright, large-scale murals, but she kind of went in different direction with the show, with her showing, and created some very custom service pieces. So she actually created mobiles for us that hang over each table and are brought down with, you know, a bite of food on it every evening and presented to the guests. And she actually, and she made those. They were customized for us. And of course, they are for sale. Most of them have sold at this point. They're really just lovely pieces and the fun way to integrate, you know, art, objects, and food.
How do you connect the food to the art? Who is the mastermind behind that process?
It would be both of us. I think both my husband and I think, you know, Chef Jenner finds things that really talk to him and really speak to him, and he's inspired by, and he's very much fascinated by other tradespeople's, their method and how they create and build. And I think I'm more of the storyteller in weaving the narrative and understanding, you know, the larger scale story and kind of articulating that to our team, and which hopefully connects with them and allows them to tell that story in their own way and connect it in their own way when they're speaking to our guests. So it's kind of a joint venture, if I have to say.
A good partnership. I would encourage people, if they're wondering, what the heck are we talking about, right? Art on the wall, a tasty menu that connects, esmechicago.com, esmechicago.com. And where can people find out, first of all, where are you guys in Lincoln Park? What's your address, Katrina?
2200 North Clark Street, so right across the street from Parker.
Okay, and they can go they can book their reservations at your website, right?
Absolutely. If you can visit us on our website, you can see all of the past menus and kind of gives you an idea of, you know, what we do, how different they are. You can explore our current artists, our past artists on the website. You can investigate what is now known as our elite programming that we just launched, which is a membership program for, you know, our guests.
That's great.
Comes with a ton of perks. It's for those who definitely know they want to come back more than once. We try to really give them as much as we can as a thank you for supporting us.
That's great, Katrina. We appreciate your time. We're out of time, though. Good luck with everything, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.